Okay, let's get the legal stuff out of the way. The Unexpected Leader podcast explores the life and impact of public figures. All information presented is based on publicly available sources, journalistic reports, and historical records. Any opinions or interpretations are those of the host. No endorsement or affiliation is implied. Now let's get on with the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Unexpected Leader. I'm Michael Callahan. I'm a leadership coach and founder of Mindset 180, and I'm glad you've chosen to spend your time with me today. This podcast is all about shining a spotlight on people who rose to leadership in ways most of us would never see coming. Individuals who defied the odds and challenged the status quo simply by being themselves and pursuing their vision. For this very first episode, I want to tell you a story that begins in a bustling city halfway around the world. It's a place rich in culture, brimming with tradition, and not always known for encouraging women to aim for top corporate positions. Our protagonist grew up there, surrounded by family, warmth, and an unshakable sense of possibility. From an early age, it became clear that her curiosity knew no bounds. She was constantly reaching beyond her immediate environment, practicing music, reading voraciously, and questioning the norms around her. But I'm not going to reveal her name just yet. Instead, I'll share the milestones and turning points that defined her path, because for me, leadership journeys are rarely about the title. They're about the person behind it. Picture this, a teenager standing in front of the mirror with a guitar, dreaming of performing in front of a cheering crowd. It's a somewhat rebellious dream in a culture that values propriety and tradition, but she does it. She joins an all-girl rock band in college. While performing, she feels the rush of charting her own course, even when it means breaking the mold. That kind of spirit, the confidence to stand out, is a little glimpse into what's to come. As time goes on, her aspirations stretch even further. She starts to think, what if I could study abroad? What if I could learn from the best business minds on the planet? And so she sets her sights on the United States, a place she's heard about only through books, films, and the occasional newspaper article. The idea alone is audacious. Leaving home, family, and everything familiar to pursue a dream in a land where she knows only a handful of people. But that's exactly what she does. She takes the plunge, and before she knows it, she's boarding a plane, heading to a university program she hopes will open up her world. Imagine the intensity of that transition, a new climate, a new culture, a different set of social norms, plus the weight of academic expectations. She has to juggle late-night jobs to help pay tuition. She dives into business courses and grapples with the subtle, and sometimes not-so-subtle, cultural barriers that can make an outsider feel even more outside. Yet in every challenge, she finds a spark of opportunity. Her professors start to notice she's got a very special way of thinking, balancing creativity with logical strategy, passion with prudence. And she's also fearless about asking questions. Why do we do it this way? What if we tried something else? Those questions, it turns out, are the hallmark of a leader in the making. Armed with her degree and an unquenchable curiosity, she enters the business world. She lands at some big name companies, first as a strategic consultant, then in various managerial roles. Right away, she stands out for her willingness to take on projects that others might pass over, believing each assignment is another chance to test her skills and to stretch her imagination. It doesn't take long before senior executives start noticing her knack for spotting new opportunities. She'd look at a traditional process, whether it's manufacturing, distribution, or marketing, and say, "Let's flip this on its head. Let's see how we can streamline this or tap into new markets." And while some might roll their eyes, thinking she's pushing too hard, the results speak for themselves. Over time, her straightforward, innovative style gains her a following. coworkers start to see that her perspectives, though sometimes unconventional, lead to tangible success. Still, she faces skepticism. Really? Her? She doesn't come from the usual pipeline. She doesn't have the same background or upbringing as the rest of us. But each time doubt surfaces, she uses it as motivation. There's an internal drive that won't be dimmed when others say, "That's not the way we do things here." Her response is, "Well, maybe that's exactly why we need to try something new." This mindset not only earns her respect within her organization, but also starts turning heads outside it. Before long, she's recruited by a globally recognized corporation, a place many consider to be one of the top companies in its field. And while you might think this is the pinnacle of success, she views it as just another starting line, ready to leap into a position of greater influence and bigger challenges. We'll be back in just a few moments after a word from our sponsor to continue the story. This is the Unexpected Leader Podcast. Are your top performers ready to become great leaders? Mindset 180's leadership cohorts help small and medium businesses nurture new managers and high-potential employees. Our program combines classroom instruction, real-world workshops, and one-on-one coaching so they can learn key leadership skills while staying productive on the job. Visit mindset180.com/leadership or email contact@mindset180.com to elevate your talent to transform your business. And welcome back to The Unexpected Leader. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about an individual whose life story could have easily gone in another direction, but through resilience, curiosity, and courage, she set herself on a trajectory that would shape the future of a global corporation. After proving herself in several high-stakes roles, she eventually finds herself in conversations with PepsiCo, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world. At this point, she's already established a reputation as a strategic genius. Executives take note. They see someone who can blend financial acumen with deep understanding of consumer and cultural shifts. PepsiCo brings her on board where she takes on critical responsibilities, such as corporate strategy and corporate development. If there's one thing that stands out during her tenure, it's her philosophy of looking around the corner. She doesn't just focus on immediate profit. She's thinking about what consumers will want in 5, 10, or 15 years. This leads her to push for healthier product lines and acquisitions that diversify PepsiCo's portfolio beyond the classic soda and snack staples. This vision isn't always popular. Some folks feel like the company should stick to its core, not rock the boat. But her track record for anticipating market changes eventually wins them over. Meanwhile, as she's shaping corporate strategy, she's also shaping the culture. She's known for her authentic, straightforward manner. She doesn't try to pretend she's someone else to fit an expected mold. She's open about her heritage, her experiences, adapting to life in a new country, and her conviction that diversity is key to innovation. By sharing her story, she encourages others to share their stories too, creating an environment where people's unique perspectives are celebrated rather than sidelined. This inclusive leadership style has a ripple effect. Morale improves, ideas flourish, and the company's market performance starts reflecting the fruits of these progressive strategies. It's not long before she's ascending the ranks, and to everyone else, it might seem meteoric. But for her, it feels like a natural progression of hard work, risk-taking, and a deep commitment to the organization's long-term success. In 2006, she makes a leap that cements her status as one of the most influential business leaders on the planet. She's named CEO of PepsiCo. The announcement sends waves through the corporate world. Here is someone who didn't hail from the typical backgrounds we've come to expect of Fortune 500 CEOs stepping into one of the biggest roles in business. But hold on to that thought. It's time for another quick break from our sponsor. And then we'll come back and explore more of her triumphs. And finally, the big reveal of who we've been talking about all this time. Do you want to ensure employee engagement and retention and secure your future growth? To do that, you need to nurture your managers and your top talent. Mindset 180's leadership cohorts deliver the real-world workshops, one-on-one coaching, and more intended to build the critical leadership skills that they need to help build your future. Visit mindset180.com/leadership or email contact@mindset180.com today. Welcome back, everyone. Now that we've explored the defining moments of our mystery leader's journey, it's finally time for the big reveal. The remarkable story you've been hearing, the young girl who pursued music in college, braved culture shock in the United States, and rose through the business world and left an indelible mark on a global corporation, belongs to none other than Indra Nooyi, the trailblazing former CEO and chairman of PepsiCo. Let's pause to take that in. Indra Nooyi is someone who grew up in a traditional environment where corporate leadership wasn't exactly on the list of typical aspirations for a young woman. Yet, she found her own path, a route defined by resilience, strategic thinking, and a willingness to challenge conventions. During her tenure as CEO, Nooyi was instrumental in steering PepsiCo toward diversified product lines that emphasized health and sustainability, a move that many in the industry considered both risky and visionary. Under Nooyi's guidance, PepsiCo made major acquisitions and strategic partnerships that broadened the brand's appeal. She championed research and development that led to new products aimed at a health-conscious market. She insisted that a global corporation's responsibility extended beyond profit margins. It had to address social concerns, environmental challenges, and the evolving expectations of consumers. What's more, she fostered a corporate culture that valued the unique backgrounds and perspectives of its workforce. She often spoke about bringing her whole self to work, the parts of her shaped by her upbringing in India, her education in the United States, and her personal convictions about diversity and inclusion. To the world, Indra Nooyi became a symbol of possibility, living proof that leadership can emerge from the unlikeliest of beginnings. She didn't rely on a smooth, prescribed path. She forged her own. Along the way, she inspired countless professionals, especially women and immigrants, to view leadership as something attainable if you have the vision and the perseverance to pursue it. What truly made Indra Nooyi stand out wasn't just her resume, but also her approach to leadership. First, there was this relentless curiosity. She never stopped asking, what if and why not? That sense of curiosity helped her identify trends and opportunities that others often overlooked. Second, there was this risk-balanced innovation. She encouraged bold moves without losing sight of practical reality. She believed in taking chances, but she also crunched numbers, prepared for setbacks, and built safety nets where possible. Third, it was empathy and inclusion. Nooyi understood that a company thrives when its people feel seen, heard, and respected. She practiced an open-door policy, mentored rising stars within PepsiCo, and spoke candidly about her own life, which made her both relatable and respected. And fourth, there was the long-term vision. While the quarterly report is crucial in business, Nooyi always looked further, considering how today's decisions would shape the world of tomorrow. This forward-thinking approach helped PepsiCo remain competitive in rapidly changing markets. Before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what we can learn from Indra Nooyi's rise to the top. First, embrace your identity. Don't shy away from your background. Use it. Your personal journey gives you a vantage point no one else can replicate. Second, it's about consistency over time. Leadership isn't just one bold move. It's a series of daily efforts, decisions, and interactions that build trust and credibility. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. Nuyi's story underscores how essential it is to keep learning, formally and informally. The best leaders are perpetual students. And fourth and finally, focus on impact, not just titles. It's great to aim for a fancy position, but true leadership is measured by the impact you create on organizations, communities, and individuals around you. Indra Nooyi exemplifies the essence of what I call the unexpected leader. She came from a place and time where many might have told her, your dreams are too big or that's just not possible. Instead, she took each challenge and turned it into an opportunity to grow stronger, braver, more innovative. As we wind down today's episode, I'd like you to reflect on the parts of Nooyi's story that resonate with you. Maybe you've also found yourself in unfamiliar territory, physically, culturally, or professionally. Maybe you faced moments where you had to stand alone in your convictions. Remember, the most significant barriers often become the foundation of your greatest triumphs. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on this first episode of The Unexpected Leader. If Indra Nooyi's journey teaches us anything, it's that leadership is not about having a perfect lineage or a flawless resume. It's about having the curiosity to see beyond the status quo, the tenacity to push through the doubts, and the compassion to elevate those around you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with friends, family, or colleagues. We'll be bringing you more stories of leaders who rose to prominence in unconventional ways, so stay tuned for that. But before we truly wrap up, let me leave you with one final reminder. Anyone can become a leader. It's not about your degree, your social status, or background. Leadership is about vision. It's about authenticity. And it's about taking action. So get out there and become an unexpected leader in your own right. Who knows? You might just inspire someone else to do the same.